The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings, exclusively William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's racing preview. On to day two of the Cambridgeshire meeting we go, and we're going to look at the action at Newmarket this afternoon. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line once again is jockey Tom Queeley. How are you, Tom?
I'm very good, Mark. You?
Yes, not too bad at all, thank you. Looking forward to it's a great card at Newmarket today, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. Some exciting racing and top class horses on show.
Yes. You're not at at Newmarket today, Tom. You're going up to Haydock. You've got a few decent looking rides up there, including Perfect Summer, who's been particularly well back this morning, 11-2 into 7-2 as we record this.
Yeah, that's right. We'd have a chance on handicap debut and hoping for the best, yeah.
Okay, I see you're riding for the Queen as well this afternoon on Silver Mirage.
Yeah, that's right. She's a well-bred type, and she'd have a good chance in what looks an open enough start of maiden, really.
Okay, you're on a few others up there as well. Is there anything else worthy of note for us this afternoon, Tom?
I've a nice bunch of rides, and I would say all of them would go there with some sort of chance. I'd be hoping to get on the score sheet once, or maybe even more as the day goes on.
Okay, good stuff. Well, good luck at Haydock, Tom. Let's look at Newmarket then. As we said, it's day two of the Cambridgeshire meeting. And the first race is the 140, which is the Oso Sharp Stakes. Fillies Group 3 over 7 furlongs. And the favourite is Radiator, who was, mightily impressive in that Lingfield maiden when she scooted up by 15 lengths. She's well bred and looks as if she can go on to bigger and better things. Do you think today we'll just continue that, Tom?
Yeah, she was very impressive at Lingfield. I didn't ride in the race, but I was there on the day, and it was a sort of I know it was only the type of race it was, but the manner in which she won was something that certainly warrants a second glance, and I think she'll be very, very hard to beat here today.
Okay, what are the main dangers in there then, Tom? Is it like the likes of Miss France, Lightning Thunder, something like that?
Yeah, Lightning Thunder, unbeaten to date, two runs and represents the stable going well, so that would be the one to probably follow her home, but Radiator is the one I'd like most.
Okay, good stuff. But yeah, the 210 is the next race. This is the Rosemary Stakes, which is a listed race for fillies and mares, and it's over a mile. It's a race I'm sure you remember quite well, Tom. You won on board Chigan in this race last year, and Igugu is the favourite for this year's renewal, 3-1 at the time of recording, but a little bit weak, but is a proven group performer dropping into listed class. There is money, though, against that one in support of Lannan Sark, who's 6-1 into 4-1, so that's one that they're coming for this morning, Tom. Who do you like for the Rosemary Stakes?
Yeah, Gugu she's a filly that would, or a mare I should say, she's well bred and would represent a serious chance in the race for Mike de Cock and Pat Cosgrove. The one I like is Esther Karma for William Haggis. His horse is running absolutely fantastic. She's unbeaten this year, and she would have a hell of a chance really, and I think she's the one to beat, so I'd side with the William Haggis runner.
Okay, Esther Karma in the 210 then. Moving on to the 240, this is the Naiff Joel Stakes, which is a Group 2 contest. It's part of the British Champions Series, and we're over a mile. And the betting for this one is headed by Soft Falling Rain, who was unbeaten before coming unstuck in the Hungerford Stakes on his British debut. But in saying that, it was still a decent effort to finish second on that occasion. Do you think he'll bounce back and return to winning ways here, Tom?
Yeah, I think he would. And he certainly could in what looks an open enough sort of race. Guest of Honour was coming back in class. Was held in the Arlington Million, but I mean that's a very, very competitive race. So it'll be interesting to see how he gets in. He's a slightly bigger price, and I think he could run well in what looks an open enough race. As you said, Soft Rain Falling could certainly bounce back. Monte Ridge, it's fairly rock solid and consistent, but I'd take a chance at Guest of Honour each way.
Okay, guess the winner each way. On to the 3:15 next. This is the Shadwell Fillies Mile, which is a Group 1, and it's obviously over a mile. Rosina is the market leader. She's already a Group 1 winner after winning the Moyglare Stud at the Curra last time. It's a race that Godolphin do particularly well in recent years as well, and they've got Itty Mile and Sound Reflection in there, both prominent in the betting. Who do you like for the Group 1 feature, Tom?
I think Rosina will be very hard to beat. You know, her win in Ireland was top notch. She'd be worth the best around, really. And I wouldn't look beyond her, really. As you said, Godolphin have a good record in the race. They won it last year with Certify, and Sound Reflection would have a good enough chance as well. Miss Mal again. You know, she would go there with every chance, but I think Rosina is definitely the one to beat. She's beaten the best that's around and held her own against the best, so I wouldn't look beyond her.
The 3:50 is race 5 on the card. This is a 7 furlong maiden stakes, and the favourite for this one is Yufton, who's 11-10 at the time of recording. Made a promising debut when close second at Newbury. That form has been boosted by the third place horse as well. Well related, and has a racing post trophy entry, so could be good things to come for Yufton. What do you make of the favourite, Tom?
Yeah, it's had the benefit of a run. As I mentioned earlier, Haggis's horses are in great form, and you know, there was a lot to like about his promising debut at Newbury. So on the basis of that, and allowing for normal improvement, I think he'll prove very hard to beat. Tall Ship is another one, you know, could catch the eye. May need the racecourse experience, but I see the stars, he'd have every chance, and represents top connections, but Yufton will prove very hard to beat, I'd imagine.
Okay, on to the sixth race on the card. This is at 4:25, and this is the Mawatheat Godolphin Stakes, which is a listed race over a mile and a half, and Gatewood is the even money favourite, and there were signs last time that he might be returning to his form from 2012 when he hit that run, didn't he? But do you think today will be the day he returns to winning ways? He's quite competitive still, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and he's been a long time in the wilderness without winning, so that would have to be a concern. Chancery is in good enough form, and you know, he's a massive price. I think actually Wigmore Hall could run a good race. He's normally campaigned abroad and here, there, and everywhere. Machiavelli's horses are running well, so I think Wigmore Hall and Chancery represent some value.
Okay, it's the 5 o'clock next up. That's race 7 on the card, and it's a big class 2 handicap. It's the Silver Cambridgeshire, which is over a mile and 1 furlong, and Morpheus heads the betting. It's a horse you'll know plenty about, Tom. He's been well backed as well, 13-2 into 5-1. It's 12-1 bar those, so it just shows how open this race is. Plenty of runners to go, Tom. What do you like here?
Yeah, Morpheus takes the eye. I think he'd have even had a He'd have run a big race in the Cambridgeshire itself if he were to get in, and I would imagine he'd go there with a very, very good chance. It'll give us all a big clue as to what impact the draw will have for tomorrow's big race. Bank Newark Maharan is another one who runs very well, and a horse that I'm familiar with. He's got the assistance of Kieran Fallon, so he could run well at a slightly bigger price than Morpheus, but I can imagine the two of them will play a huge part in the finish, as will Silver Dixie.
Okay, and of those three, would it be Morpheus that you'd end up signing with, Tom?
I'd side with Morpheus. I think his horse going the right way, and it's an open affair, but I think he'd have massive chance.
Okay, the final race this afternoon at Newmarket is the 5:30. We finish with a mile and a quarter handicap, which is the Newmarket Challenge Whip, and AGS is the 7-4 favourite. In fact, Gondutch is 5-1, 6-1 for Breakheart, 7s for Dr. Livingston and Zenarinda, and then 11-1 or bigger prices the rest. A significant non-runner in the shape of Rosacious, that one doesn't go. So only what we've got left, 8 of them in the final race. Tom, what do you like here?
Yeah, I like AGS for Ed Dunlop. Very well bred, as you can see, out of a Ouija board by Monson. Has a good record on poly track, but on the base, its ground is very, very good and riding well at the moment. I think it won't hinder him in any way. Breakheart is another one I'd keep an eye on. Jack Garrity came in valuable 7 off for Andrew Balling, but I'd side with AGS here.
Okay, good work, Tom. Thank you very much for speaking to us once again. Good luck up at Haydock, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Speak very soon. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.